It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, man. So, well, hold on. This is a good song. So, it's a great song. So, all day we've been talking about the look back of the Phils and some potential look aheads as it relates to lineup and all. Let me just ask this regarding tonight's game. Are they going to win tonight? Or are we doing this whole show?
How could you
all
say
over?
Yes?
Are we going to do this whole show all over again tomorrow?
I hope not.
I'm going to be honest. I forgot that Tyler Phillips was starting tonight. And I love Tyler Phillips. Such a cool story. But as soon as Rhea said that in the update, I'm like, oh no. Oh no, this could be another bad one.
I mean, it's an incredible. I mean, I don't know it's if pressure is the word, but it's just an unusual spot. And the whole thing's unusual. You're 6 games up, but it feels like you're 20 games out. They stink. Right now, they actually do stink right now.
Uh-huh.
Doesn't mean they always will. They won't. But it's just stunning
the
that
Marlins
it's come
are
to this.
Not a very good team.
No,
the
games, Marlins are like games under 500.
They're like a Triple A team.
30 games under 500.
But that's misleading because they traded guys at the trade deadline.
Yeah, no, they're horrible.
No, but they're even worse than the record.
Oh, I know. Yeah, even though they've been playing better since the trade
team, we can get back to feeling better about ourselves because they're a poor team. We just need to, you know, focus to some degree. It was so unfocused that they lost to a team that was poor to begin with and then gave up guys.
Here's the thing I'll say about a bad team.
It's very unlikely that happens again.
Here's what I'll say about bad teams externally. And then when one of our team becomes really bad, I don't care who you play. It's ultimately about you, meaning our teams. You know, the bottom line with last year's Eagles, and this is why I knew for sure the Eagles were done prior to that playoff game against Tampa, who was an average team. When the Eagles lost at home to Arizona, who was a stink out loud, bad team, and then against the Giants, who were another bad team, the Eagles with their starters were down 27-0. That's when it's like, this thing is done. Done! Now, the Phillies aren't there, okay? It's not done. But it's like, guys, unacceptable. Let's listen to Kyle Schwarber. Obviously, he is viewed by most, and maybe all, as the ultimate leader within this team. It's not that he's the only leader, but he's the primary leader in that clubhouse. He's certainly been around about a decade in baseball. He's had big success with teams, you know, primarily the Cubs, but, you know, some the Red Sox. Like, and here in Philly, like, Kyle Schwarber is a dude in baseball. His voice carries weight. Here was his perspective last night. I don't think everybody's going to love it. Maybe you'll respect it. Take it for what it's worth. Here's Schwarber's mindset after another loss last night.
Not worry. Frustration. I think it's frustration just because, you know, we know what we can be and what kind of team we can be. I think worry is the wrong kind of word, right? That, you know, if you're worried about where you're at, that's not a good thing to be. And, frustration, you can have frustration. You know, that's a natural thing to have.
All right, James, does that answer bother you or resonate with you in an okay way?
No, of course it bothers me. I mean, you should be worried, man. Like, I understand why he's saying that. He's a professional athlete. Like, they have to figure this out. If he says, you know, in his mind, if he's saying he's worried, there's a real problem there. But there is a real problem there. I mean, you guys stink right now. You're the second worst team in baseball since the All-Star break, which was a freaking month ago. Like, they've been bad since London. Like, I get where he's coming from, and it's not like I Like, I can't go inside his head and change that. But for me personally, when I hear that, like, I'm worried, man. I'm worried. So you should be worried, too.
Okay. All right, let's go to the phones. There's an awful lot to react to. And again, primarily with the Phils, it's just how you feel with the mess we've been seeing, but also what to do about it. Coming up shortly, I'm going to read through some of the ideas that have been presented on our show today, either by us or callers. And also coming up in short time, we'll get to Rob Thompson and what he said after the game last night. Ed in Phoenixville. Ed, good morning.
Yeah, there's going to be no vacuous greetings this morning. I got to get a little something off my chest.
And, yep.
And it's not the unabridged version. I have my two-year-old in the back seat. So, but I think we need to give Bryson Stott a break because it's kind of difficult to see pitches where when his head is, you know, somewhere that's dark and stinking. Even the camera's bidet can't fix it. And I was sort of inspired by Ken from Sentiments, and, you know, I'm not nearly as well-read as he is, but if I were Rob Thompson, I'd walk into that locker room, and it wouldn't be Emerson. It would be Dostoyevsky, Crime and Punishment, and I would throw it at some players. This is freaking ridiculous. I'm going to stop now because my two-year-old's in the back seat.
Well, Ed, I'll say this. So you brought up the Stott thing. It's funny. When you said that, what rifled through in my mind – and we could look it up, but off the top of my head, this is my recollection of Pat Burrell around 05, maybe 06. I think in the midst of a tough stretch one time, Charlie sat him, I think, for 6 out of 7 games. And he was obviously supposed to be one of their 3 to 5 best players. And he got an extended stretch of barely playing for about a week. You know, maybe that's what this Stott thing requires. If you don't go as extreme as Rhea suggested with sending him to the minors, maybe it's not you don't play for a game. Maybe it's you barely play for a week and just sit and watch and be an option to pinch hit if you need him. But, dude, just we're trying something different here.
Yeah, I mean, there's a point in the season where he was on pace for almost 100 walks. So we know he has that plate discipline in him, but he hasn't shown it in the last couple of months. That's for darn sure.
Yeah, and it's not just that he's not walking. He's not hitting. He's not hitting with power. He's not driving the ball into the gaps. I mean, candidly, he looks like Rojas at the start of the year.
Rojas is hitting better than him.
No, I know. I mean, that's why Rojas is
hitting better. Right. It was Burrell. It was in 07, actually.
Okay, and how many games was it? Do you see?
It was... a game story I'm reading is in late June, he got benched for the 5th time in 8 games for Michael Bourne.
Yeah, I mean, you know,
you can imagine. Yeah.
And listen, Pat Burrell was
he was hitting 146,
paid,
yeah.
He was a highly paid player. He had past success. And by the way, I'm sure Burrell did respond because we think of Burrell in a very different way.
Much more positive.
Yeah. Much more positive. And sometimes it's just like it's time for a timeout, frankly. Ed, give me a great answer. A bummer that wasn't a tragedy.
When that dating profile pic does not match the real person.
That's a really good answer, dude. Really good answer.
That is an interesting
answer. Joe, I had a friend of mine send me a text one time and say, hey, you know this person.
Mm-hmm.
They told me that you know him, and they sent me, you know, they were doing a date thing, you know, on that.
Yep.
Sent it to me, and I said, I don't know this person. And they're like, no. They said they worked with you.
Okay.
And we went back. I said, okay, they gave me the name. And I went, that person does not look like that.
Wow.
At all.
Wow.
I had to tell them.
Now, was it a fake picture or just the greatest example of this person in one snapshot moment in their history?
It was filtered beyond belief.
Filtered.
It was, I mean, like literally, they sent me a picture. I said, I don't know who this person is. They're like, no, they said
that's
you work with them.
That's that stuff happens. All right, Chuck and Cherry Hill. Chuck, good morning, buddy.
Hey, good morning, gang.
Good morning. And thank you for joining me.
Yeah, right. I had to get Tiger in there, yeah.
It's brutal. It's
definitely
reached a point. You know, I try to put myself in the hitter's pregame meeting. When you look at the pitchers, this guy, I mean, the guy last night, you're going to ambush that guy. You're not. This is not a grind pitcher, okay? It's not the Grom. You're going to go after first. This guy throws 88-mile-an-hour four-seamers over the heart of the plate. In the first 3 innings, he throws 14 of those, and we hit one on the barrel. I mean, that's something. Schwarber took one right down Broadway. Turner took two. I mean, you look at that at 88 miles an hour, Joe, you could hit 88 miles an hour.
I actually maybe could. Probably,
no, you couldn't.
Probably not. But I'll just say,
you can foul it off.
You're getting in range where maybe I can make some contact.
Yeah.
You see enough of it, you'll foul.
You could touch one.
You see enough 88. Yeah. 98, no chance.
Correct.
You'll foul it off occasionally. The easiest thing he can do, I would be actually for, obviously, the switch in the middle infielders. You won't see that. It's just not going to happen. Here's the shocking part. Turner's errors, we already have discussed that. The fact that he doesn't have the range.
Oh, that's the biggest problem, for sure.
That's crazy with his first step speed. So the only thing you can do, really, you don't have a bunch of 300 hitters on the bench. The only you can do, really, is take Schwarber and protect the other players to hope they'll get better pitch selection.
Yeah.
So you put him third. Now you can have a little bit of fun. Maybe it's Harper, Baum, whatever you want to do. Just allow him now, because he's having a great year, an MVP year for the team. Let him protect the other players is about all he can do in the lineup.
But you know, Chuck, I will say this on Trey's range. Look, John would understand this stuff a million times better than me, because he knows the athlete's body in ways that I don't.
Yeah.
I do wonder, maybe it's too late this year, maybe not, certainly for next year, if there's some exercises he can do to increase his lateral quickness. You know, things with the thighs or the calves or just, I don't know, guys, this isn't my world. But I don't want him to give up on trying to get better at it. And you know, there are probably some things an athlete can do to try to fine-tune.
Man.
The scary thing, though, is,
plyometric, I mean, you can do plyometric drills where you're working
on explosiveness. You're not going to get much better at that.
Lateral agility and all that sort of thing. But, 31 years old, that's sort of rear view.
But on top of that, he's bad on top of that. Like, he misses easy balls. Right. Like, the ball just goes under his glove, or he doesn't get his, he doesn't get his body buying things. Like, he's like... He's not just the lack
eight
of range is a problem. He's just bad.
James,
a short
eight years left on the deal.
His feet better.
No, nine. It's 11-year deal.
Ouch.
I think it was 10.
I think it was 11. I'll look it up.
Okay. All right, Chuck, give me an answer here. A non-tragic bummer.
Real quick on turn. I'll get out of here. If you watch him on balls right at him, he heels back too much, weight back. And if they put him at second base, they have no confidence in the ball up the middle. He's got to go to his right now. And with the footwork, throw back to first.
I wonder if they still have Boa working, on the field with guys.
It is 11 years, by the way. 11 years, so nine more.
All right, Chuck, I need an answer. A non-tragic bummer.
Here it is. The way the Game of Thrones ended.
Already said. Great answer. Give me a different answer.
Ooh, okay. Wonderland Pier in Ocean City.
Yeah.
That's a great answer.
We covered this yesterday, but let's just do it again. So what a shame. I mean, for that spot to be shutting down, it has been such a landmark. You know, you get
what,
near
70, 80 years?
Something like that. End of the boardwalk, Ocean City, kids everywhere. I mean, it is just like it's just a spot, man, and will not be for much longer. That really is a shame. All right. Let's get to some audio of Rob Thompson. After the game, this is maybe about a third or half of his press conference. It's only about 2 minutes long, but it'll give you a good snapshot.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Shot into his thinking on five or six different topics last night as questions were being peppered to him. Listen, and then we'll react. Rob Thompson last night.
It's been a pretty prolonged stretch now. What makes you think things are going to get back on track?
Well, just because we've been through this before, maybe not this prolonged, but you look at the numbers on the back of the baseball cards. I always bring that up. I believe in this team. They're resilient. They're tough. They care. I know we're going to turn around.
To make changes, do you feel like you've reached a point where you have to shake something up?
I'm getting close. I am. But we'll see tomorrow.
Does Marsh have to make more contact for you to keep putting him in your lineup right now?
He needs to make more contact, for sure.
You haven't really been much of a team meeting kind of guy since you've been here. I mean, is there anything you need to do on that end? Gather them together, talk to them?
Yeah, I'll think about it, but, I mean, I think about it all the time, you know. Is it time to do it? It depends on a lot of things. It depends on the attitude and where I think the guys' minds are at. And I think overall they're very solid right now. They're frustrated, you know, because they know that we're better than that. And our fans know that we're better than that. And we have very knowledgeable fans, and they let you know when you're not playing well. And, hey, it is what it is. That's the game.
So there's a few different things here to go in reaction. I want to start with this. You know, we've been ragging on Rob Thompson quite a bit today, and primarily the players, the team in general. I do want to say, while you may not love every answer he gave, or just his mindset in the way he gave answers, I do appreciate, like, it's not an Andy Reid 20 years ago, like, say nothing, grunt, say nothing, grunt, say nothing.
He was honest.
And he does say stuff.
He does sound beaten down, though, doesn't he?
Yeah, I've never heard him like,
you know, remember we talked a lot about that before Girardi got fired?
How about Doug in 2020?
Doug, too. You know,
I mean, those
just
Zoom
like the
press conferences. Yeah. John, you remember that?
Yeah.
Doug in 2020. Oh,
so,
my
like, that, God. That was concerning the way he
there
sounded
was a
there.
A blankness behind Doug's stare. You know, the emptiness.
By the way, James, before we keep going on the Phillies commentary, see if you have, because I need a laugh today. I mean, this has not been a laugh show. I think there were two sexually oriented Doug.
Well, there's
press
definitely one
moments.
I can think of that was like big time. Yeah.
Can you
the
find
Marcus
that audio?
Hayes question. Yeah,
find
I got that.
Audio,
I can find it.
I think our audience needs a chuckle. I don't know if that was 2020 or 19 or 18, but
that was Doug being cool. Like, that was Doug where you're
well,
like,
Doug laughs. He knows right
exactly.
away. Yeah.
Like, this is Doug, player Doug. Like, this is why all the players love Doug.
Right. Oh, man. But anyway, all right, so we'll try to find that audio. In the meantime, so, John, what did you make of Rob Thompson's answers, i.e., his mindset that he's putting out to the public? What do you make of it? And do you think it's the same mindset of his private mindset?
I hope he's got a different private mindset. I do. I think it's time to get this team in gear. It's time to engage with negative rant and rave, go over the top, set examples, get nasty with this group. And what you've done to this point, man, it's slipping away. Right now, we knew that the team was, man, way beyond. The team was so good. The team was legitimately good, and you could only allow this to slip so far, you know, to keep it in a certain range to get comfortably back for when it mattered, the postseason. It feels as though we're in danger zone right now.
Yeah. You know,
it feels as though the initial plan was, okay, it's okay if things slide a little bit, and we're not going to get too worried and bent out of shape about it. But now we're to the point where it has gone too far, so far that even Rob Thompson should be concerned.
I agree. Let me give you a player that he's got to step up. We've said his name maybe once or twice today, but not much. Here's a guy that's got to step up because it's in there, and he's got to do better because his team needs him, Aaron Nola. So, and here's why I say that. I don't know if Stott's going to turn it around. I don't know that JT can get back to what he used to be. Probably can't, you know. But I know that this team could use his help to make it more of a Wheeler-Nola thing than Wheeler. You know, it feels like for about the last month and a half or so, it's kind of like Wheeler, and I love Nola. He's been a phenomenal fill. He's a great guy, all that stuff. And I actually do believe in him. So it's in there. I want to see Nola reestablish Wheeler Nola instead of Wheeler ... drop off Nola, which is what it has felt like to me for about the last month and a half. I mean, his ERA, James, what is he, about a 3.7?
I can look. I haven't seen what he's at, but it's gone up.
It's going up for sure. All right, while we look that up, let's also get to, just because we do need a chuckle, the audio of Doug Peterson. I don't know what year this was, But this was a press conference interaction, and let's relive something from a few years ago.
But his third year and fourth year is when he kind of explodes. Have we seen maybe a premature explosion, or is there still an explosion?
rephrase. All right, let's regroup here.
Oh boy.
I forgot about that.
Oh, it's so good.
That is Doug. That is Doug being a dude.
Yeah.
Doug Peterson was a dude.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
By the way, 360 is what it's called.
And again, it's not a disaster or anything like that, but, you know, you expect Nola to be a little better than that, particularly when you consider he had been so much lower. See, that's the thing. Everybody's ERA has gone up. I mean, they've all gone up. Wheeler just hasn't gone up much. Rangers' ERA went up a lot. Sanchez's ERA has gone up a pretty good amount. Nola's, I mean, Alvarado, obviously. I mean, that's a given. All right, let's go to Gary. He's calling from New Jersey. Gary, good morning, pal.
Good morning. Happy Fire the Hitting Coach season.
Yeah, I'm surprised no one's brought that up yet. He said, happy Fire the Hitting Coach season. Kevin Long, like, what is that? I know we always say, what does the hitting coach do? Like, what does Kevin Long do?
Yeah,
like,
but maybe he does a ton and they're just not
know,
hitting
man.
The ball.
It's yes, it could just be on the players.
Can
but, like,
answer, James, can
if, you're gonna, if you're going to do something to spark them, okay. Like, Kevin Long.
Look,
like,
I'm going to write it down. But, Gary, I'm going to ask you a question because I'm writing down all these ideas, but I want to ask you a question, Gary. When the Phillies were hitting like crazy in 08 and 09, and then they weren't whatever year it was, and I think it was 2010. Looking back on it, when they fired Milt Thompson, do you really think it was Milt Thompson's fault?
No.
No.
I mean, no.
But we're talking about shaking things up, right?
I understand that.
And sometimes there's a sacrificial lamb. And look, I will say, like, the approach has gone out the window. Like, if you want to, like, I don't know what the players are doing versus what he's coaching them to do, but they're just going up and hacking. There's no approach. Like, at a certain point, like, you got to blame someone for that, and they're not getting rid of players.
Well, listen, Gary, you could be right, and maybe it's a do it just to try something thing. But, you know, I tend to think it's a lot more of the players than the hitting coach.
Right, but we're talking about, like, freaking out as a coach. It's the same idea.
I got you. All right, Gary, go ahead.
You want to know a nightmare scenario and the sign that it's all over? We fire him and we hire Gabe as the hitting coach. That's the...
Wait, hire who? I can't
hear
Gabe.
Oh, Gabe. Well, listen, the last time they did something in season, Charlie came back. That was 20...
God, I remember that.
Was 2018
or 19? I guess 19. It would have been 19, yeah.
2019, Charlie Manuel was the Phillies hitting coach for about the final 2 months of the season.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, that would
and
be
loved
put the white flag out.
The players loved it.
Yeah. But the season was kind of over.
But Reese was the only player who was hitting anything.
Yeah, it's not good. All right, Gary. Well, look, I've written down your suggestion. I'm writing these all down today. Gary, give me a great answer also for the Eagles watch party to watch the Eagles and the Packers from the link. What was a non-tragic bummer?
Real quick, Mr. Ritchie, that wasn't you in the bunny outfit before the Green Day concert?
No, I was unable to go.
They did bring a fan up on stage at one point, which was pretty cool to sing with them, which was neat.
Nice.
She was so nervous. That was crazy.
She was so nervous. Then she grabbed the mic at the end and went for it. It was cool.
Yeah, yes, she did. How about all this needed was this moment was the incredible Hulk music in the background, Charlie Manuel walking down the hallway with the Wawa bag.
Wow.
That's a great answer, man.
Bom, 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 bom. Can you pull that song up? Don, 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 don.
The Incredible Hulk thing.
Don, don, don.
I think you're doing it. I don't know if we need to.
The Incredible Hulk theme song. When Bill Bixby is thumbing it down the highway, it's a mournful song.
What does it have to do with Charlie Manuel getting fired?
He's saying it's like in his mind that's what's playing as Charlie's walking. Because it was always him walking with like his bag walking down the street.
This could be a winning answer.
Charlie
with the Wawa bag from behind after being fired.
While the Incredible Hulk theme song plays.
I'm glad you asked John why he said that because I was confused.
I still don't get it.
I love that. That's the song. There's a guy playing.
But I'm sure there are better songs that would speak to that
moment. It's like a go-to for that. Like in like cartoons and stuff, they'll use it in those situations.
Really?
It is. Oh, yeah. Like Family Guy has done it.
They do?
Oh, yeah.
Great.
Like, yeah.
Well, this is when there's a guy playing a piano like
in called the Lonely Man theme.
I ask that guy if he can play the Incredible Hulk theme song. Now
you
I know that it's the Lonely Man theme.
You ask a piano player.
Yes,
to play
if they can play the Incredible Hulk
the
theme
sad,
song from the 70s.
Devin, this guy.
It's so good.
I mean, can I ask you a question? Yes. What percentage of Piano Man players have been able to play that song on demand when you ask it? Probably. Is it zero or one?
Very small. Probably single digits. Single digits, unfortunately.
Think? Does zero count as single digits? All right, 215-592-9494. All right, the list of ideas that have been said on our show today for what should be done to shake things up. We'll get to that next. Time's yours as well. Phone calls on the Phils, on the Eagles as well. It's all here on 94WIP. Hey, football obviously is upon us. Regular season coming up now in just a couple weeks. And you can get in on all the action from a betting standpoint this football season at FanDuel.com/hammer. That's the website. And, of course, their app is phenomenal. Get to that app. Get to the website, FanDuel.com/hammer. And lock it in where right now new customers can get $150 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. I mean, you think about that. You bet $5, you win, you get $150 in bonus bets. That's a spectacular deal, unique with FanDuel Sportsbook at FanDuel.com/hammer. So sign up, and of course, FanDuel, the official. Well, it's not an uplifter. I can tell that right away.
This is it?
I feel like Richie would have freaked out if I didn't play it, so I'm playing it. And there it is. He's very happy.
Listen, Charlie walking away with that Wawa bag.
So
that
sad.
Might be the
win.
That might be the winning answer. What was a bummer that wasn't tragic? Boy, this song is really depressing.
Yeah, Richie is very melancholy.
Holy mackerel.
How it works. It's called the Lonely Man theme. Like, it is what it says it is.
Oh, my God.
And Richie requests that this song is playing.
All right, so let me. I don't know if the song should continue during this list, but probably not, because I think it would depress the hell out of us. But let me give you the list of things I've written down, either all or most.
It's gorgeous.
It's not gorgeous.
It's a beautiful song.
Do you remember that? Like, at the end of every episode, the Incredible Hulk, you got Lou Ferrigno when he hulks out. You got Bill Bixby as the little David Banner walking sadly along the side of the road with his thumb out. He's got his backpack. Someone will pick him up along the way. And that song was playing week after week. It was the greatest thing ever.
I didn't know the show
enough.
I just didn't. I thought the Incredible Hulk was an ass kicker, but apparently he's the press guy.
He was an ass kicker, but that's like when it came all back down, and it's like the sad reality is he just has to move to the next town now.
All right, so here are either all or most of the ideas that have been said on our show today for potential solutions for the Philly situation. All right, let's weigh in as we go one by one if we like these ideas. Hold a team meeting, whether it's with the manager or players only. I assume we all sign off on team meeting?
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like they should have done that already.
I agree. All right. Send Bryson Stott to the minor leagues.
Completely agree with it.
Yeah. This was Rhea's idea. Maybe it's 10 days. Maybe it's 2 weeks. You may not even have a phenomenal replacement here because Sosa, but then maybe you need Sosa to get in for Turner. But like, it's not about so much who's here. It's about trying to like redo the Stott thing, minor league time. John, yes or no?
No, I don't want Stott going down.
I'm going to agree with you.
I don't think he needs to go down.
All right, next idea. This one came up more in the last hour. Stott, it's not so much a platoon. It's like for a week he barely plays. Stott gets one start in the next 7 days. It's sort of like he's in the minors, but he's not hitting against minor leaguers.
But we're not going to hurt his feelings.
Really? It's a timeout for Stott, John. What do you think of that?
Maybe that's what he needs. I don't know what
James, a timeout for Stott.
Yeah, I'm good with that.
A major league timeout.
Yeah,
he's
major league timeout. Like 3-4 days off. That's what I would do.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Like he'll play on, what day is today? Wednesday? He gets to play on Sunday.
Yeah, against a righty.
You know? Yeah. All right. The next idea. Bat Bryce Harper leadoff. It's not an anti-Kyle Schwarber thing. It's a try something different thing. Devin, bat Bryce Harper leadoff.
Sure. You might as well
with
try
conviction.
It.
Sure.
Sure.
Honestly, I was going to say, I actually would Bohm, then Harper, then Schwarber.
So Bohm 1.
Bohm 1, Harper 2, Schwarber 3, Casty 4.
I don't like back-to-back lefties.
Yeah, you don't want to go the lefties.
I don't like that.
Lefty relievers late.
If you go Bohm 1, which you have no...
You could go Bohm 2. You could go Harper 1, Bohm 2, Schwarber 3, theoretically.
Yeah, Harper and Bohm 1 and 2, and I would be willing to
And then Trey in the cleanup hole, or... I mean, I would...
You know what? Yeah, let me tell you something. In 10 days, if this slide continues,
insane.
Someone's going to call in and say, Johan Rojas, your bat clean up.
I mean, look, he's getting on base.
All right, next idea. Trey Turner, he's not your shortstop anymore. He is your second baseman.
I can't. 9 years left. I can't.
Is it too late in the season, James? Is that an off-season project?
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. You're not moving him to a, I mean, maybe second base, but again, like, this guy has not played second base. Like, you don't just because you're a shortstop doesn't mean you can just flip over and play. It's a different side. Like, you're doing different things. You have to move different ways.
It's like replacing Desai with Matt Patricia.
No, I understand.
I think that's a good call. I agree.
All right. Next idea. Whether it's second base, shortstop, outfield, play in Mundo Sosa a lot more. In 7 games, he gets to start 6 of them.
Correct. Yeah.
Well,
until he stops hitting, yeah.
6 I mean, of them, I like that.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, 2 in second, 2 in short, 2 in the outfield.
Whatever.
Play ball.
Why not?
All right, next idea.
Like, what's the drawback there?
Well, the drawback is most of them would be against right-handed pitching, and he doesn't hit them very well. He just doesn't. So that's the drawback.
But does he hit them
better than Stott this year, which is wild.
Yeah. All right. Next idea. Garrett Stubbs, you're out. Minor leagues or you're cut, you're out. Marchand's in. I'm shaking up the clubhouse and playing a better player as my backup catcher. Stubbs, you're out.
100%.
I don't know that. I don't know that Marchand is better than Stubbs.
He probably is, though.
I know that Stubbs is great at preparing. I know that the pitchers depend upon him.
Here's what we really know. Here's how smart he is. Can I say what we know? We know they love him. We know he's had a bad season at the plate. Those are two things we know.
I've always felt very positive about how hard he works to get ready, even though with a small sample size to get ready, he is usually ready at the plate offensively. He's a conscientious player.
I don't care if he's ready. He doesn't hit the ball.
Okay, but he's a conscientious player. It's a really hard job. That's what I hear all the time about backup catcher. I don't know necessarily that Marchand would do better.
But you know when you have a backup catcher who feels overmatched. Like that, who was the guy?
Andrew Knapp.
Yeah, Knapp. You knew he was overmatched.
Yes, and I don't feel quite that way.
I don't feel quite that way. I agree with that. I will agree with that. I mean, he's been bad. But he also was pretty good last year, I think.
Yes, he absolutely was pretty good last year. We were celebrating him last year.
And he hit that
a
big home run 2 years ago.
A lot of guys are really bad right now. It's not just Stubbsy.
All right, let's get a lot of calls in here. Time's yours in a few minutes as well. Jonathan in Delco. Jonathan, good morning.
Hey, how's it going, guys? First-time caller.
Well, welcome
Thanks
aboard.
Thanks for calling, Jonathan.
How about that?
It's going kind of bad.
First-time caller. There you go.
Yeah, I would say so. Yeah. So I got a couple things. First off, you guys brought up when did you know the Eagles were going downhill last year? And I don't know.
Well, not downhill, done. The question was when did you know they were done?
Okay. So I don't know if any of you guys have watched the Netflix series, The Wide Receivers.
No, I haven't.
There's a perfect example of it when I don't remember who San Fran was playing at the time. But they were actually watching the scoreboard of that game, and they show it in the series, and they knew right away that they were taking the NFC. So,
Yeah, I'll just say this, Jonathan. I did not know when the Eagles lost to San Fran that they were done, and they certainly should not have been, and I tend to think we're not. I mean, it was just one game. I mean, the Eagles got boat raced by Pittsburgh in 2004. You know, like a good team can get crushed in a game. I mean, we've seen that happen before. But there might have been a blueprint created.
It was actually the Arizona game. They were watching the Eagles in Arizona.
Oh yeah.
Game.
Well, that's when I knew they were done.
They knew.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. That was my answer earlier. The Arizona game.
Yep.
Jonathan, let me ask you a question because I'm always fascinated by this. So you said you're a first time caller. So why today? I'm fascinated. You listen to WIP for years and years. Something spurs you this morning to say, I'm going to call the station. Why?
Well, the Phillies. The Phillies are horrible right now.
And game 7 last year didn't hit you? Today's the day. They pushed me over the edge.
Yeah.
Damn it, I'm calling IP.
I feel as though we should be a better team right now.
You're right.
We're not.
You're right. Jonathan, you know? You're a good caller, buddy. Give me an answer. You can win the tickets. What was a non-tragic bummer?
So my bummer is when you go get a cup of coffee or food and, you know, it's not what you expected.
Yeah.
There's nothing worse than not fresh coffee at the store.
So I thought he was going to go when you, like, go to get something like a food like that and you leave and you get home and you got the wrong order or
that
whatever.
That is worse than not fresh
coffee.
Right?
That's worse. Like, I thought that's where he was going. I'm like, that is the worst thing in the world.
Correct.
Oh, it's such a bummer. That could have won, I think.
By the way, on the cruise, room service stopped working for me.
No.
Twice?
Oh, no.
That's awesome.
I had to go down to the headquarters. Like, damn
wow.
it. I demand room service. I couldn't freaking get through.
You were on a cruise you were getting room service?
He was, so one night. There was one night where it's like, all right, we're both pretty beat up. All right, we've done a lot of these tours out in hot weather. There's been a certain amount of drinking. We've eaten in all the
day drinking.
All the restaurants. Like, I need a break. It's a room service night. Let's just chill
it
out.
Understood.
And then the freaking room service wasn't working.
It's tragic.
Oh, it was
However did you survive?
Did you go yell at people?
Let me tell you something, Devin. First off, you, Devin.
Take caution in your tone.
All right, that's number one. Did I yell at people? No, I did not yell, but I did.
You went down to HQ.
I
raised your voice.
I got the situation
squeaky
resolved.
Squeaky oil. Right. Squeaky oil gets the oil in that game.
All right, with that said, let's do what we do every single day this time. All right, Time's Yours brought to us by Xfinity Mobile. The sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Xfinity Mobile customers now get exclusive access to Wi-Fi speeds up to a gig on the go. Let's hit it with Time's Yours.
You know you're in a downward slump when you can't even beat and get shut out by the worst team in your division. Wake the f*** up, Phil!
Yeah, and they were pimping the Phils last night. I mean, the way they were celebrating some of their you know, the homer and some of the hits, and like it was a lot by the Marlins. But you know,
really take that hard.
Oh, I do, because John, see, you weren't following baseball in the 80s and 90s. I cannot tell you there would not be one team in baseball in 1990 that it would not have plunked a Marlin last night if what happened last night happened. It would never have happened 30 years ago.
Phillies deserved it.
No, I get you. Yep. And the Phillies also do it themselves, maybe a little bit lesser, but they do it themselves. So you really can't plunk when you participate, but it is very different than the way most of us grew up.
First, it was, maybe this road trip, you know, will galvanize this team. You know, get out on the road together, be with the guys. Then it was, maybe... You know, we just need to come home and get that home cooking and sleep in our own beds. Can you guys get your head out of your and start playing baseball again?
That was a double bleep.
That's impressive.
What was the... Yeah, what do you think it was?
What was the second one? Well, it's not an uplifter. I can tell that right away.
This is it?
I feel like Richie would have freaked out if I didn't play it, so I'm playing it. And there it is. He's very happy.
Listen, Charlie walking away with that Wawa bag.
So
that
sad.
Might be the win. That might be the winning answer. What was a bummer that wasn't tragic? Boy, this song is really
very
depressing.
Yeah, Richie it's a very is really melancholy.
Holy mackerel.
How it works. It's called the Lonely Man theme. Like, it is what it says it is.
Oh, my God.
And Richie requests that this song is playing.
All right, so let me... I don't know if the song should continue during this list, but probably not, because I think it would depress the hell out of us. But let me give you the list of things I've written down either all or most.
It's gorgeous.
It's not gorgeous.
It's a
beautiful song.
Do you remember that? Like, at the end of every episode, the Incredible Hulk, you got Lou Ferrigno when he hulks out. You got Bill Bixby as the little David Banner walking sadly along the side of the road with his thumb out. He's got his backpack. Someone will pick him up along the way. And that song was playing week after week. It was the greatest thing ever.
I didn't. didn't know the show
so
well
poignant.
Enough. I just didn't. I thought the Incredible Hulk was an ass kicker, but apparently he's the press guy.
He was an ass kicker, but that's like when it came all back down, and it's like the sad reality is he just has to move to the next town now.
All right, so here are either all or most of the ideas that have been said on our show today for solutions, potential solutions for the Philly situation. All right, let's weigh in as we go one by one. If we like these ideas, hold a team meeting, whether it's with the manager or players only. I assume we all sign off on team meeting?
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like they should have done that already.
Already, I agree. All right. Send Bryson Stott to the minor leagues.
Completely agree with it.
Yeah. This was Rhea's idea. Maybe it's 10 days. Maybe it's 2 weeks. You may not even have a phenomenal replacement here because Sosa, but then maybe you need Sosa to get in for Turner. But, like, it's not about so much who's here. It's about trying to, like, redo the Stott thing. Minor league time. John, yes or no?
No. I don't want Stott going down.
I'm going to agree
with
you.
He needs to go down.
All right, next idea. This one came up more in the last hour. Stott, it's not so much a platoon. It's like for a week he barely plays. Stott gets one start in the next 7 days. It's sort of like he's in the minors, but he's not hitting against minor leaguers.
We're not going to hurt his feelings.
He's just,
really?
It's a timeout for Stott, John. What do you think of that?
Maybe. Maybe that's what he needs. I don't know what
he needs. James, a timeout for Stott.
Yeah, I'm good with that.
A major league timeout.
Yeah,
he's
major
still
league
here.
Timeout. Like 3-4 days off. That's what I would do.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Like he does. He'll play on what day is today? Wednesday. He gets to play on Sunday.
Yeah, against a righty.
You know? Right. Yeah. All right. The next idea: bat Bryce Harper leadoff. It's not an anti-Kyle Schwarber thing. It's a try something different thing. Devin, bat Bryce Harper leadoff.
Sure. You might as well
with
try
with conviction.
It.
Sure.
Sure.
Honestly, I was going to say, I actually would Bohm, then Harper, then Schwarber.
So Bohm 1.
Bohm 1, Harper 2, Schwarber 3, Casty 4.
I don't like back-to-back lefties.
Yeah, you don't want to go the left.
I don't like that.
Lefty relievers late.
If you go Bohm 1, which you have no...
You could go Bohm 2. You could go Harper 1, Bohm 2, Schwarber 3, theoretically.
Yeah, Harper and Bohm 1 and 2, and I would be willing to
and then try in the cleanup hole, or... I mean, I would...
You know what? Yeah, let me tell you something.
Guys, this is getting crazy.
In 10 days, if this slide continues,
insane.
Someone's going to call in and say, Johan Rojas, your bat cleanup.
I mean, look, he's getting on base. Yeah. He's getting on base. So.
All right, next idea. Next idea. Trey Turner, he's not your shortstop anymore. He is your second baseman.
I can't. 9 years left. I can't. I, you know.
Is it too late in the season, James? Is that an off-season project?
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. You're not moving him to it. I mean, maybe second base. But again, like, this guy has not played second base. Like, just because you're a shortstop doesn't mean you can just flip over and play. It's a different side. Like, you're doing different things. You have to move different ways.
It's like replacing Desai with Matt Patricia.
No, I understand.
I think that's a good call. I agree.
All right. Next idea. Whether it's second base, shortstop, outfield, play in Mundo Sosa a lot more. Like, in 7 games, he gets to start 6 of them.
Correct. Yeah.
Well,
until he stops hitting, yeah.
6 I mean, of them, I like that.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, 2 at second, 2 at short, 2 in the outfield.
Whatever.
Play ball.
Why not?
All right, next idea.
Like, what's the drawback there?
Well, the drawback is most of them would be against right-handed pitching, and he doesn't hit them very well. He just doesn't. So that's the drawback.
But does he hit them better
than Stott this year, which is wild.
Yeah. All right. Next idea. Garrett Stubbs, you're out. Whether it's the minor leagues or you're cut, you're out. Marchand's in. I'm shaking up the clubhouse and playing a better player as my backup catcher. Stubbs, you're out.
100%.
I don't know that. I don't know that Marchand is better than Stubbs.
He probably is, though.
I know that Stubbs is great at preparing. I know that the pitchers depend upon him.
Here's what we really know. Here's how smart he is. Can I say what we know? We know they love him. We know he's had a bad season at the plate. Those are two things we know.
I've always felt very positive about how hard he works to get ready, even though with a small sample size to get ready, he is usually ready at the plate offensively. He's a conscientious player.
I don't care if he's ready. He doesn't hit the ball.
Okay, but he's a conscientious player. It's a really hard job. That's what I hear all the time about backup catcher. I don't know necessarily that Marshawn would do better.
But you know when you have a backup Stubby. Catcher who feels overmatched. Like that, who was the guy?
Andrew Knapp.
Yeah, Knapp. You yeah. knew Nappy. He was. Yeah, you knew he was overmatched.
Yes, and I don't feel quite that way.
I don't feel quite Stubbs. That way. I agree with that. I will agree with that. I mean, he's been bad. But he also was pretty good last year, I
yes,
think.
Yes, he absolutely so, was you know, pretty good last year. We were celebrating him yeah. last year.
And he hit that
a
big home run 2 years ago.
Are really bad right now. It's not just Stubbsy.
All right, let's get a lot of calls in here. Time's yours in a few minutes as well. Jonathan in Delco. Jonathan, good morning.
Hey, how's it going, guys? First time caller.
Well, welcome
Thanks
aboard.
Thanks for calling, Jonathan.
How about that?
It's going kind of bad.
First time caller. Yeah. There you go.
Yeah, I would say so. Yeah. So I got a couple things. First off, you guys brought up when did you know the Eagles were going downhill last year, and I don't
well,
know.
Well, not
any
downhill,
of guys...
done. The question was when did you know they were done?
Okay. So I don't know if any of you guys have watched the Netflix series, The Wide Receivers.
No,
but,
no, I haven't.
There's a perfect example of it. When I don't remember who San Fran was playing in, at the time. But they were actually watching the scoreboard of that game, and they show it in the series, and they knew right away that they were taking the NFC.
Yeah, I'll just say this, you know. Jonathan. I did not know when the Eagles lost to San Fran that they were done, and they certainly should not have been, and I tend to think we're not. I mean, it was just one game. I mean, the Eagles got boat raced by Pittsburgh in 04. You know, like a good team can get crushed in a game. I mean, we've seen that happen before. But there might have been a blueprint created.
It was actually the Arizona game. They were watching the Eagles in Arizona
game. Oh, yeah.
Game.
Well, that's when I knew they were done.
They knew.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. That was my answer earlier, the Arizona game.
Yep.
Jonathan, let me ask you a question because I'm always fascinated by this. So you said you're a first-time caller. So why today? I'm fascinated. You listen to WIP for years and years. Something spurs you this morning to say, I'm going to call the station. Why?
Well, the Eagle or the Phillies. The Phillies are horrible right now.
And game and, seven last year didn't hit you?
Well, it,
today's the day. They pushed me over the edge.
Yeah.
Damn it,
yeah.
I'm calling IP.
I feel as though we should be a better team right now.
You're right.
We're not.
You're right. Jonathan, you know. You're a good caller, buddy. Give me an answer. You can win the tickets. What was a non-tragic bummer?
So my bummer is when you go get a cup of coffee or food and, you know, it's not what you expected.
Yeah.
There's nothing worse than not fresh coffee at the store.
So I thought he was going to go when you, like, go to get something like a food like that and you leave and you get home and you got the wrong order or
that
whatever.
That is worse than not fresh
right?
coffee.
Right? Yes. Like, I thought that's where he was going. I'm like, that is the worst thing in the world.
Correct.
Oh, it's such a bummer. That could have won, I think.
By the way, on the cruise, room service stopped working for me.
No.
Twice?
Oh, no.
That's awesome.
I had to go down to the headquarters. Like, damn
wow.
it. I demand room service. I couldn't freaking get through.
You were on a cruise there and you were getting room service?
He was, so one night. There was one night where it's like, all right, we're both pretty beat up. All right, we've done a lot of these tours out in hot weather. There's been a certain amount of drinking. We've eaten in all the
day drinking.
All the restaurants. Like, I need a break. It's a room service night. Let's just chill
it
out.
Understood.
And then the frickin' room service wasn't working.
It's tragic.
Oh, it was
However did you survive?
Did you go yell at people?
Let me tell you something, Devin. First off, you, Devin.
Take caution in your tone.
All right, that's number one. Did I yell at people? No, I did not yell, but I did.
You went down to HQ.
I
raised your voice?
I got the situation
squeaky
resolved.
Squeaky oil. All right. Squeaky oil gets the oil in that game.
All right, with that said, let's do what we do every single day this time. All right, time's yours. Brought to us by Xfinity Mobile. The sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Xfinity Mobile customers now get exclusive access to Wi-Fi speeds up to a gig on the go. Let's hit it with time's yours.
You know you're in a downward slump when you can't even beat and get shut out by the worst pitcher.
in your division. Wake the f- up, Phils.
Yeah, and they were pimping the Phils last night. I mean, the way they were celebrating some of their you know, the homer and some of the hits, and like it was a lot by the Marlins. But you know,
you look, really take that hard.
Oh, I do, because John, see, you weren't following baseball in the '80s and nineties. I cannot tell you there would not be one team in baseball in 1990 that it would not have plunked a Marlin last night if what happened last night happened. It would never have happened 30 years ago.
Phillies deserved it.
No, I get you. Yep. And the Phillies also do it themselves, maybe a little bit lesser, but they do it themselves. So you really can't plunk when you participate, but it is very different than the way most of us grew up.
First, it was, oh, maybe this road trip, you know, will galvanize this team. You know, get out on the road together. Be with the guys. Then it was, oh, yeah, maybe we just need to come home and get that home cooking and sleep in our own beds. Can you guys get your head out of your and start playing baseball again?
That was a double bleep.
That's impressive.
What was the, yeah, what do you think it was?
I would say bleeping behind, probably.
Okay. Yeah,
would be
but
my
I
guess.
Was surprised. I don't know. Okay, that's interesting.
It all sounded right. Like it came really fast, like in illogical way I for what I was expecting to be beeped.
I would agree with you there, John.
Yeah, so I'm curious now.
Yeah.
How you guys wake up and find the words about what to say for this team. They flat out suck. Dot, Marsh, Turner, I don't care who you got to say. I don't care who you got to set down. Topper, lose the job. They need to do something. They need to do it now. This is utter bullshit. Time's yours.
Now we're getting a little excessive. Do I have to tell Rector again we don't need every call to have a curse?
I don't think we had any doubt, Joe.
James, it's like when the sexual innuendos, you play 37 straight of them in drop of the week. It's like, listen, I'm
who's James, to blame for the person?
Yeah,
but the person who actually does the sexual innuendos.
You're the person who's exclusively talking about sexy stuff.
But I spread them out over 20 hours on the show, and it condenses them all down to a 4-minute segment, and it makes me look like a freaking dog.
I know. You talked about innies and outies for a while there, a couple weeks ago.
But you got to, and listen, when I saw my buddy.
Oh, God.
Okay, we're doing it again. No.
I just will say.
Blame me.
I did
blame
not
me.
Know that small was possible.
No, that's James's fault.
That's my fault. What are we talking about here?
Nothing.
I don't want to know.
We're talking about an innie.
We're talking about the next call on time series.
You all should be worried. If you are not worried, you're a freaking idiot, and you are delusional. Go to the mental hospital, honestly, because that is ridiculous. You need to be worried. You need to be worried.
I agree you should be worried. I mean, to not be worried, I think, would be kind of strange. Let's do one
is
more.
Is that about the anything?
Thank you, Phillies, for getting us to training camp. The time is Jalen's.
Oh, don't love that.
No, I don't like that either.
This football team's going to be amazing to watch, guys.
Yeah. Well, I hope you're right.
It better be, man.
Doesn't it feel fabulous?
Are you talking about pressure on an Eagles? No. Nothing feels fabulous
today. The defense
is better than
we expected.
Nope.
The linebackers are flying around, making all sorts of plays.
What are you saying no to, James? Right?
Not today. I don't need to hear this. I don't need to hear this today, John.
Yeah. It's going to be good.
All right, we shall see. And with that, time's yours. We shut it down.
The time's yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
All right, we've had some interesting answers for what was a bummer but not a tragedy. We'll get to that in a moment. Let's do the Twitter poll question of the day right now. It's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. The all-new Chevrolet Traverse has arrived, and Armin has them in stock. Together, let's drive. Visit ArminChevy.com. All right, two different poll questions. Now, let's all go on the record where we personally stand before we get to John guessing how the audience has voted. Question one related to hitters. Who struggles concern you the most? Here are the four choices. Brandon Marsh, JT, Bryson Stott, Trey Turner. Rhea, your answer personally would be what?
Trey.
James?
Trey.
Devin?
Trey.
John?
Yeah, I think it's Trey.
So it's funny. It's really very much not Trey for me. It's not. I mean, I guess I'm thinking in terms of offense. His defense worries me, and the contract obviously is a problem.
That's the contract.
Yeah. I would go Bryson Stott because I did see Trey be so good for close to a year, like last August through this July. Offensively, at least. Anyway, John.
Wasn't Bryson great then, also?
He like, was, but less.
I've seen him be
he
great.
He hasn't been great at any point this season, really.
And he really wasn't.
Good points this
and Stott it, wasn't
that is
great.
Surprising.
And Stott wasn't great the last 2 years. He was emerging. He was pretty good at times and emerging arrow up. Anyway,
yeah.
John, who do you think won the poll?
Trey.
Trey wins the poll 51%. 28 for Bryson Stott, 14 for JT, 7% for Marsh.
That's pretty decisive.
It is, and Marsh is getting let off the hook here, which also goes to show you people don't view him as a cornerstone
everyday
piece.
Starter type guy.
Right. Yeah. But I will say I'm disappointed because based on what we had last year or the prior year.
I thought he would be more than what he has been permitted to become this season. That like, is a problem.
Here's where I am. He can't hit lefties. Now, what I need him to be able to do is hit righties because – you know, that's about three quarters of the games in baseball. So at least handle that part. Second poll question. Again, all on the record ourselves before John answers. John, what's your personal answer on this? Who struggles amongst pitchers concerns you the most? Alvarado, Nola, Sanchez, Ranger?
I think Ranger. Ranger because it was so good and then so pronouncedly worse.
All right, Devin,
I'm worried about
Alvarado,
that.
Nola, Sanchez, Ranger.
Ranger, for sure. And they need him. They need him back in the starting rotation and pitching the way he did at the start of the season.
Man. Seltzer?
Oh, it's Alvarado for me. I feel like the other guys, I'm not worried about Nola when it comes to playoff time. I think he'll get back on track. I think Sanchez will be okay. And Ranger, I think this time off is really going to help him. Alvarado, like, he might be cooked.
Wow.
All right, Aria, where are you at here?
I'm on with Ranger. They need that third guy in there.
I'm Ranger as well. Yeah. I think he's more important for the playoffs than Alvarado, but I'm tempted to say Alvarado. I say Ranger. John, where do you think the poll results came in?
I think it's going to be close. Alvarado is so obvious.
It's neither of them.
Over.
Oh,
wow.
Nola.
It always is Nola.
I'm surprised. I think that's kind of
Nola
unfair.
Nola would be last
Aaron
on that
Nola.
List for me.
I
like,
agree.
Pretty handily last, actually.
Yeah, I think Nola gets a bad rap.
There's never been a lot of love for him.
That's a shame.
Poor guy.
All right, Nola, 34%. But again, they do need him to step up, but I don't think it's been that bad.
No.
Nola, 34. Sanchez, 32. Alvarado, 28. Chris Sanchez, 6. All right.
Suarez was the second one there. You said Sanchez twice.
Oh, sorry. My fault. All right. Final thing, we got to come up with a winning answer for a bummer that wasn't a tragedy. We have sports, we have non-sports. Here are the non-sports ones we have. When your parent says to you, I'm not mad, I'm just disappointed. When you're looking to date, hook up, whatever, you're about to meet someone, dating profile looks great, picture looks great, you meet the person in person, and doesn't look anywhere near the profile picture. Not getting the right food or drink when you order something at a store. Obviously, particularly when it's take home and then you're home or delivery. All right, those are non-sports. Oh, and Sopranos. The end of Sopranos. Here are the sports ones. These are all pretty big. The moment when Carson got injured and we realized he was out for the year. We know what it became. They won, but in the moment, that was massive. Bradbury's penalty. You know the Super Bowl is pretty much over. The kicker for the Chiefs is going to kick a field goal. That's the end. And Charlie Manuel walking away after getting fired, holding the bag of Wawa. And away Charlie goes.
Dun, 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 dun.
All right. Dun, Devin, dun, which one do you vote for? Oh, and also Wonderland Pier closing.
I'm going to go with... See, now with John singing it, Charlie Manuel. I'm going to go with that.
Okay, James?
I was going to go with Charlie, too.
It's a big one, Rhea.
James Bradbury.
That's a big one, too.
And it brought
John,
me back.
John, where are you?
Charlie.
No, Charlie wins it. Okay. John, you going to hum that the rest of the day?
It's beautiful. Haunting, haunting. Hope
right.
It haunts you.
Listen,
camera.
It will.
Charlie winning that goes to show you how much we love Charlie. Because the other ones, like, they lost a Super Bowl. We thought they were going to lose the Super Bowl with Carson out. But, all right, Charlie Manuel getting fired is a great answer for a bummer that was not, in fact, actually a tragedy. Congrats to Garrett, the winning answer.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.